With this check of some of the latest area news on KJAN, I'm Rick Hansen. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office says a woman from Page County was arrested Monday following a call about a disturbance in Thurman. Upon further investigation, deputies discovered a 31-year-old Ashley McLaren of Clarinda had allegedly entered a residence in Thurman uninvited, causing a disturbance while several small children were present. McLaren then broke a window in the residence, causing damage. She was placed under arrest for one count of criminal mischief in the fifth degree and three counts of child endangerment. McLaren was being held without bond pending an initial appearance with the Fremont County Magistrate. A man and woman from Pottawatomie County faced drug charges in Mills County following an extended investigation into the sale and distribution of illegal narcotics in Mills County. Mills County Sheriff's Office reports during the investigation, undercover deputies conducted a controlled purchase of more than 0.5 pound of methamphetamine from 66-year-old Jackie Lee Ward Jr. and 59-year-old Vicky K. Delzine. Both suspects are from Council Bluffs. After the meth was delivered, Ward and Delzine were taken into custody without incident and were transported to the Mills County Sheriff's Office, where they were charged with the delivery of meth and failure to affix a drug tax stamp. Their bonds were set at $30,000 apiece. A vehicle used in the commission of the delivery, along with the U.S.-related currency, were seized during the investigation. Five teenagers were arrested after shots were fired from their car at police during a chase from Omaha eastward into Iowa and then back into Omaha. Omaha police said the five people arrested early Monday morning were a woman who turned 19 on Monday, an 18-year-old man, two 17-year-old boys, and a 15-year-old boy. One of the juvenile offenders was treated for a minor injury and released. There were no officers hurt. Police say they were called to an area in North Omaha just after midnight Monday by a report of shots fired. An officer driving an unmarked car saw the vehicle driving erratically. The driver of a 2011 Chevy pickup suffered suspected minor non-incapacitating injuries during a collision in Creston at around 3:45 p.m. Monday. Creston police say the pickup driven by 67-year-old Kathleen Ann Ford of Creston was traveling north on Osage Street and came to the T intersection with Howard. As she attempted to turn west, her vision was blocked by a semi and a sun. A 2008 Ford Escape driven by 18-year-old Mallory Marie Tallman of Afton was traveling south on Osage, heading straight through the intersection. The front of her SUV struck the right front of the pickup, causing a total of $5,000 in disabling damage. Ford suffered unknown injuries but did not require transport to the hospital, and there were no citations issued. The Glenwood Police Department reports three arrests occurred over the weekend. On Saturday, 21-year-old Brandon Mayberry of Council Bluffs was arrested for OWI first offense. His cash or surety bond was set at $1,000. And 28-year-old Regina Fensel of Glenwood was arrested for OWI first offense. Her bond was also set at $1,000. On Sunday, Glenwood police arrested 24-year-old Brian Mejia of Bellevue, Nebraska, for a probation violation, with his bond set at $5,000. The Cass Health Foundation will host its annual gala on Saturday, March 26, 2022, at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Officials say the gala is a fundraiser for the Cass Health Foundation's 2022 campaign to purchase a mobile telemedicine stroke system. The system will be used to immediately connect a suspected stroke patient with a neurologist. Dave Chase, Cass Health Foundation treasurer, said the mission of the Cass Health Foundation is to support Cass Health. Our project this year helps get important equipment into the hands of providers who are caring for us, our family, and our neighbors. The theme of this year's gala is Wild Wild West. Attendees are encouraged to wear Western wear like boots, hats, and jeans. The evening includes a dinner, dessert, auction, and entertainment. Tickets to the event are limited and available through table sponsorships. For more information, please call Dawn Marnin at 712-243-7409 or visit casshealth.org/donors/2022gala to view the details or to pay online. And local veterans in Sioux City got to tell their stories for a special project that will preserve them at the Library of Congress. Bill Lyle was one of around a dozen veterans who shared their story during recording at the 185th Air National Guard Base on Friday. Lyle was 18 years old when he and eight of his friends joined the Army at the end of World War II and ended up in the occupation forces in Japan in 1946.
And it took us, 4 weeks to get to Japan. But what they would do, they zigzag, trying to avoid any of the underwater bombs and things like that. So, but when I got over there, I was the first one taken off the ship. I couldn't figure out why, but they said, well, your records show that you were the best typist. And so I got a really good job there.
Lyle said being 18 in a foreign country made him a little nervous, but they were surprised by the reception they got from the Japanese.
They actually treated us really well. We'd walk down the sidewalk, and they'd get off the sidewalk and bow to us when we got there. So we didn't even carry a gun after a couple, 3 weeks that we were there, because it wasn't dangerous.
You can read more about this in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.